Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels. This is Kimberly Borgens. I'm so excited to have you here. Superheroes in Heels is the podcast to fiercely empower women, women entrepreneurs in the powerful journey that shapes us as leaders. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and today we're diving into a fabulous topic for women in business, how women in their 40s can utilize the invaluable experience and mentorship from women in their 50s. Think about it. If you're at a crossroads in your career, leadership, or your personal life, this could be the episode for you. This is the second episode in a three-part series that I'm calling Wisdom Across the Generations. How can we learn from the different generations of women who have forged their way and paved the path for us, as well as the women who are coming up with new technology, new skill sets, new ideas, and how can we, bring them all together? So today we're talking about, women in their 40s often find themselves juggling the demands of career, growth, family responsibilities, leadership opportunities. They're feeling that pressure to get it right, right? Especially before the next decade arrives. This is a time when you're in your 40s that you're filled with ambition and anxiety at the same time, as well as hope and hustle. What's truly needed here for the women in their 40s from the next generation or the generation that's going to mentor and support and help them, what's really truly needed for the 40s generation is not more cheerleading. They don't need cheerleading. They don't need sugar-coated messages from women. What they really need is real practical wisdom from the women who have walked through the fire and emerged on the other side. So think about that for just a quick moment. Your job, if you're in your 40s, is to have a conversation with the women who have prepared a way for you. You want to learn how to move into that next generation. Break out the coffee, okay? Reserve a seat for lunch with them. You really want to know what they have to share so that you can navigate business just a little bit quicker with a little more authority than you ever thought you could. One of the best ways to one-up your competition is to learn from the ladies who are ahead of you. They might not be ahead in certain areas, but they are ahead of you in many other ways. And if you will take the time and listen to the ladies in their 50s, I think you will learn so much in your businesses, for your businesses, for your life, how you can navigate through all the responsibilities and shift some of that hustle into strategy. So I hope that today's episode is really going to help those of you in your 40s see the benefit and the essential pieces or the essential truths from women in their 50s to help you grow and navigate as you continue to move forward in your leadership, in your businesses, in your communities. So let's really dig into this episode. So there's six essential truths from women in their 50s that we really want to convey to the ladies in their 40s. If you think about it this way, by the by the time you're in your 40s, you realize that perfect balance is a myth, okay? And if you haven't learned that one yet, hear it today. Perfect balance is a myth. Yes, you can have balance in your life and in your business, but there is no perfect balance. You can have balance in the sense of, you know, in this moment, I can have balance with my family. And in this moment, I'm in balance with my business. And in this moment, I'm in balance with my self-care. And sometimes they're all in balance together by luck. And sometimes they're not, but it's not bad. It's just looking at it from a different perspective. But think about it now. It's a strategic, you have to be strategic about prioritizing what is most important for you. What matters the most, whether it's your business, your family, your personal growth. In each season of your life, these things need to be prioritized. Don't assume that you prioritized it now in your 40s, that it's not going to shift in your 50s, because it will. And women in their 50s can mentor you on setting up reliable systems, learning the art of delegation so that you're not constantly in the I have to do it myself mode. They'll help you establish boundaries, right? And design your business so it runs smoothly without you having to hover over every little detail. I remember in my 40s, it was more like I gotta hover everything, not because of I really needed to, but because it seemed like it was societal expectation. And we don't have to hover over every detail. You need less hovering and more enjoying your life and family time. You know, think of that for a moment. There's only a short time left with your kids. And do you want to put all your energy into hovering over what other people are doing? No, you want to manage it. You don't want to be the hoverer. You want to spend more time to enjoy your family and your life. And the reality is that true freedom comes from the systems and the structures that you put in place, not trying to juggle it all, like you're carrying all the balls and hoping one doesn't, you know, bounce or one doesn't break because it's made of glass. So, you know, there are, you know, the first essential truth is stop chasing balance and start building systems. So, think about for yourself for a quick minute. Do you have systems in place? Are you still chasing the balance? Are you building the systems and the structures that you need so that you can endure the next phase of your business life? The next essential truth is, you know, thinking about your network, because your network is your net worth. Effort alone will not open every door. How many of you have said, like, I keep trying, but I can't get in. I keep on knocking, but I can't get in, right? In our 40s, relationships really start to become the most valuable assets that we have. The perspective from the 50s, from those of us in our 50s, is, look, you need to protect your reputation fiercely. Nurture authentic connections with people. Avoid wasting time with transactional networking, right? You know that networking. You go out there, you're passing business cards, right? We've all done it, but it's time to start making the shift. Seek out relationships built on mutual respect and shared values, right? That's what really is going to serve you in the long run, personally and professionally. You know, don't brush off those people that want to talk to you that are older than you. Give them some of your time so you can see how they can be an asset to you and for you. Yes, of course, bring in the younger generation. Yes, of course, network with your peers, but don't leave out the older generations, because you will be missing so much wisdom that you truly need to grow your business, to grow your net worth, and to continue to grow, you know, your impact on your community. So, you know, just keep in mind that your network is your net worth. It's very important to have the right connections, not just every connection, but the right connections that can introduce you to the people that you need to meet to help you in business and in life. The third truth is that money is not a dirty word. Okay. And what I mean by that is you see so much where women in their 40s undervalue their work and they undervalue themselves when it comes to sales. You know, I have in my first five episodes here, I did an interview with Julie Thomas with Value Selling, and she talks about how for men, selling is pretty easy, but for women, it really does take a lot of work for women to get the concept of selling, not because they're incapable, but because there's a lot of competing commitments, you know, that I want to do this, but I need to do this. And, you know, the family time and, you know, I don't want to offend and, you know, all these things that start happening. But the truth is, as women, we need to come together. You need to listen to the seasoned entrepreneurs in their 50s and get a different view. Speak about money unapologetically, okay? So many women in 30s and 40s aren't even willing to ask for a sale, let alone price your things for profit, right? You want to do the low price so that people will buy from you. The problem is you're not creating a profit and you're working way too hard. Ask for the sale. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself. You know, I can't attend that workshop or I can't join that membership because if I do that, then I won't have money for over here. That's a scarcity mindset, right? You have to invest in yourself. You have to build your knowledge and get around people who can share their wisdom, no matter what age they are, right? And you have to know that financial confidence is not arrogance. It's smart business. You have to know your numbers. You have to know your profit and loss statement. You have to know how much money's coming in and how much money's going out. Not just what's coming into your bank account, but how much is coming into your business and then how much is expensed out to run your business. So many times I'm like talking to women and I'm like, okay, so what are your expenses? Oh, I don't have any expenses. I don't have any expenses. I'm like, really? Okay, how about your cell phone? What about your internet that you're using to do those Zoom calls? What about the gas or fuel that you're using to go to each meeting? Those are all expenses. These are all the things that it costs for you to run business. Your web page, right? The cost of a web page or landing pages, your contact management program. All of these are the expenses that are running your business. The cost of your domain, right? All the little things that it takes to stay in business, these are your expenses. And you need to talk about, am I making the right amount of money to cover all of the expenses that I'm really utilizing for my business to be successful? And is there enough left over to pay me? Yeah. Okay. Are you making the money that you want to make? Are you at that level of financial freedom that you want to be at? Are you saving for your retirement in that next level for you? Right. I know if somebody had talked to me about my retirement in my 20s, I know what happened. I flipped it off like it didn't matter. Right. But the truth is it does matter. And in your 30s, now you're spending all your money and your kids and there's no money left over for retirement. Right. Find some money. The best way you can find some money is to make more business, to make sure you're having a profit in business. Don't just like sweep it under a rug and think that you don't have to think about it. And if we don't talk about it, then who's going to talk about it to you? For the bling in life, or are we going to invest in our retirement down the line? Look, money is what is transferred for you for giving another person some value. It's not discount your value. You create transactions that create transformations, and those create freedom for your future. Money is not a dirty word. We want to talk about it. We want to talk about what are the costs to run a business? What are the the things that you need to put in place for your future. You know, not just what you're spending now. The best time is in your 40s is to go lean for your future. And what that means is, you know, don't go out there and just buy your kids all the most expensive things, right? Buy them the things that'll get them through and use the excess to create retirement for yourself, right? The kids will reap rewards later, right? If something happens to you along the way, you have something to give to you, to give to them. Look, I know my mom. I'll just share a quick little story here. My mom, pardon me. I'll just share this quick story about my mom. My mom, she worked hard. She didn't get paid a lot. Throughout her life, she worked many jobs. Then she ended up on Social Security. She didn't have any retirement. Her job didn't afford her that. She worked low pay jobs, and there wasn't enough for retirement for her to save up raising four daughters as a single mom from when I was like 13. The truth is, there wasn't money. She thought she was being smart. Sorry. She thought she was being smart by taking out a life insurance policy. And that way, if something happened or when it happened, then there would be a life insurance policy for her kids to get an inheritance. And it was great thinking, but there was some flaws in that thinking. For example, as she got older into her late 70s, some things set in. She had had a stroke. Some dementia had set in from that stroke causing it. And she was no longer able to stay at home by herself and needed to go into a care facility. But guess what? If you have a life insurance policy and you don't have a lot of money for a care facility, you have to cash that life insurance policy in, at least in the state that she was in. She couldn't keep it. So they had to cash the life insurance policy, and it ended up paying for like one, maybe 2 months of her rent at this care facility. And she did own a house. It's a small house, actually a modular home. And she owned that. And of course, the state basically said that, you know, the longer she lives here, then we're taking legal rights over that home because that's what's going to pay for her being into the facility. And my mom had good intentions by getting that life insurance policy, but the reality was it was gone. Okay. And, you know, for me personally, I didn't need my mom's money. I don't need any, you know, it's nice to have an inheritance. It would be great, but that wasn't anything I needed. Now, I'm not saying that other siblings don't need it. I've worked 30 years building my business so that I don't end up in that same kind of space. But, you know, I'm just being real here. But the reality was my mom didn't make it. She was only in care home for about 8 months before she passed. And what happened there was that the state didn't end up taking her home, her small little home that she had paid in full when she purchased it after selling the house that her husband had passed in. And so my sister did a lot of work, prepared the home, and actually ended up selling the house. And we all received a small inheritance from that sale of the house. Now, my mom never even thought of that. We knew that the house it wasn't a lot because it was a modular home. It was old. She had bought it used and it was still used. And she lived in it for over, I think, 20 years. And so, you know, the thing was, is she never talked about it. She never, shared what she wanted to do with all these things. She never planned ahead. And I don't want you or, you know, somebody that you know to end up in the same kind of circumstances. We need to talk about money as women. We need to talk about it. In my family, it was never talked about. Well, no, it was talked about. It was said, what do you think? Money doesn't grow on trees. We don't have money for that. No, we can't afford that. Those are all the things that I heard about money. Nobody ever said, hey, let me help you open a bank account. Let me help you make sure that you have enough credit established in your business that you can take out an SBA loan. Nobody talked about any of those things when I was growing up or even when I was in business as an entrepreneur. It took a long time before I started hearing anything about those kinds of things. So I want to put out there. Money is not a dirty word, right? You want to create the freedom for your future, then start asking about money advice. Start getting involved in finding out what can you do with the money that's available to you as an entrepreneur. Think of all of those things for you and start talking about it. Because when you start talking about it, you realize that the work that you're providing as an entrepreneur is more valuable than you gave yourself credit for. And you can be asking for more or creating newer products or better products that would really enhance or show your value even better. So that's another little truth from the ladies in their 50s. The next one is leadership isn't about proving, it's about guiding. You know, oftentimes you hear women in their 40s come with the need to prove capability and to earn validation. You don't need to earn the validation. What you have to do is do the work. Women in their 50s, our wisdom is telling you stop auditioning. We don't need you to audition. The people who you're bringing up and you're selling to, they don't need you to audition. Okay, this is not a job interview. But you want to lead from a place of conviction, lead from a space of experience, not from a space of being liked or accepted. You know, you're going to see memes out there, right? Women in menopause don't care. Like women past menopause, like they just don't care. It's like, whatever, you want to mess with me? Let's go. We're ready, right? Because what really has happened is that we've learned to lead from that place of conviction, that place of experience. We don't need to be liked, okay? And if you don't like us, that's okay. We'll move to somebody else. I always say, look, I'm going to train you or I'm going to train your competition. You decide. So, you know, that's where it is when you're in your 50s. We've reached that point. Like it just, whatever, right? True leaders, though, what they do is they guide, they inspire, they empower, they encourage. They're not there to perform. I'm not here to perform on a podcast for you. I'm here to help guide, to share wisdom, to inspire you, to encourage you, to empower you to step in to your own superhero strengths so that you can step into what's next for you, so that you can be ready for whatever falls in front of us, this ever-changing world. As women in our 50s, we're leading the way for you to step into that next phase of your life. And quite often, women in their 40s are dismissing the women in their 50s, just like the women in their 30s are dismissing the women in their 40s. What you want to do is honor the fact that we've paved that space, that and listen to what it is that we can offer you so that you can get ahead of your competition, get ahead of the game. The people who aren't listening, they're the ones who are going to fall behind. Because the people who are listening are taking the lead faster than what we ever did in our 40s. Don't you ever wonder why someone who has less skills than you is getting ahead of you? It's because they're listening, they're being guided by women who have paved the way, who have done the work and can show you and guide you to move forward more quickly now. Now, if that's not a truth, I don't know what is. The fifth truth I want to put out there is you want to protect your health like it is your business asset. Look, as entrepreneurs, if you haven't created the space where you have employees, you have a succession plan that somebody else is going to take over who can teach, that you're not training people how to be you in essence, then there's nobody to take over when you get sick. Ignoring your health can derail your business faster than a bad quarter. At least in a bad quarter, you were doing something. But when your health is bad, it makes it really hard for you to continue moving forward. And women in their 50s have seen firsthand the consequences of burnout, stress, neglect, right? Mental health issues. Their mentorship is about thinking about treating wellness practices as strategic moves. They're not extras. They're not like, yeah, when I have time. We've reached the point where good health feels like sustainable success. You got to ask yourself, are you drinking plenty of water? Are you eating the right foods for you? Look, I'm a perfect example of letting business get ahead of me getting out and working out. I'll take full responsibility for that. Like, I don't have it all together. But when I go to the doctor and she tells me the only thing that she can yell at me about is my weight because my blood work is great, my everything else is doing very well, but the only thing is my weight because I sit way too often, right? I don't get up and move around enough, right? I make pretty great food choices. I just don't get up and move. And I know I've heard the comments, I've seen it, whatever. Yeah, I could get the GLP ones and whatever, but that's not my choice at this time. So take my advice and move more, okay? Don't be like me. I'm giving you this wisdom. Eat better and drink to hydrate, not for pleasure. I drink water. I don't drink alcohol. Pardon me. I hardly ever drink sodas, right? Occasionally I'll have some juice, but I drink a lot of water. I don't drink for pleasure. I drink to hydrate. I eat food to keep me from having consequences that I don't want. I just have to get up and work out more. So if you could take my lead on this, all right, or don't take my lead on it, take my regret on it and, you know, do what you can now to stay healthy, to stay in shape, because it is a business asset. I have been blessed. I have not been sick. I have not, you know, there's very few things that knock me down. And a lot of that has to do with my food choices, but I know that I'm going to have to make a shift as I move into my next space. And I'm listening to the women ahead of me on that. So I'm just challenging you, you know, to make sure that you're taking care of your health in your business. And the last truth that I'm going to share with you is, my business is called Be a Legacy. And you know, my consulting and coaching business is called Be a Legacy. And the premise of that is don't wait to leave a legacy, be one now. Be the legacy that you want to leave, because it'll automatically happen that you're going to leave it. When you're in your 40s, you often are really focused on the hustle. And that hustle and busyness, you know, we're wearing busyness like that badge of honor. Oh, I'm so busy. I got all this busy work. I need to do that. But have you heard the saying that busy is the new stupid? I think somebody in their 50s probably said it to start out. I think that's how it got started. But getting smarter about being busy or that hustle mode, getting smarter quicker by reducing that busyness and create a shift for yourself. Us ladies in our 50s, we've created a shift. It's not about building something right now. It's about building something that will last. So in your 40s, you're not thinking about building that something that'll last. You're in the hustle mode. What if you could shift out of that just a little bit? Stay in hustle and think of the legacy for the future. You know, what is something that you're building and how is it going to last? Well, if I go back to the previous truth, your health, if that doesn't last, then you're never going to get to the legacy part. So make sure that you are paying attention. Focus your move, you know, focus from that space of frantic activity to a lasting legacy, right? Sustainability, succession. What is that succession plan for yourself? What is scaling with sanity? Okay. How can you scale with sanity? The goal isn't just to succeed, but to create an impact that echoes beyond you. And you might not notice that yet in your 40s, but if you listen today and you really hear from my heart, what I'm telling you is that it's not just about succeeding and making the most amount of money and having the fancy car and the expensive jewelry and the, you know, the bling and the purses and the clothing and, you know, all of those things. They're great, but you want to build something that's going to outlive you and create an impact for the community of the people that you're serving. Yeah, you can have, you know, 100,000 followers on Instagram or, you know, Facebook or, you know, TikTok, LinkedIn. You can have a lot of followers. But if you're not converting those followers into business, then it's just really about, you know, look at me, pay attention to me. And what I hope you hear when you move into your 50s, it's more about what is it that I can make happen so that when I'm long gone, I'm still remembered. It's no longer just look at me, it's look what I brought. Look what I get to leave behind and be remembered for. None of us know our day, okay? None of us know when that day is going to be. But as a businesswoman, I want you to think about what can you do later. That's the greatest gift you can give your kids. That's the greatest gift you can give your community. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself. So if you just think about what are those six truths, well, stop chasing balance and start building the systems that are needed for your business, the systems, the structures, but not in a way that creates chaos or panic, right? Your network is your net worth. And money is not a dirty word. Talk about it. Build your network. Get it with your community. Ask other people, hey, how are you saving for retirement? How are you, you know, planning for your future? Ask the other ladies as entrepreneurs. Open up the discussions. Who knows? You might be the first person who ever asked them that, and they haven't been planning anything. And what if you came together as a community and created something for the first time for all of you because you started asking some questions and we didn't just, you know, talk about money to ourselves and our spouses, but we talked about money to our friends and our colleagues. And leadership is not about proving things. It's about guiding people. How are you guiding people in your business, in your community, in your life? Protect your health like it's a business asset. Because it is. It's extremely important for you to protect your health. And then remember, legacy over hustle. As you're moving into that next phase of your business, think of legacy and help reduce some of that hustle. Look, in closing, to all the women in your 40s that are listening today, I'm going to challenge you to find mentors in their 50s who are willing to share with you their scars, right? Their stories, not just their successes. You want to know some of their failures, their setbacks as well, and how did they get through them? Seek out those that'll give you real talk, you know, the kind that helps you move, you know, build a business that's rooted in wisdom and in courage and in vision, Those are the things that help you create your own superhero story. Every decade brings new powers and new lessons and new possibilities. So the more that you step into connecting with those people who have forged the path ahead of you, right? They're helping you build your superhero powers. That's what stepping into your being that superhero in heels is, getting new superpowers from those people who have already done it before you, and they show you how to use them. I really do, you know, hope that you'll see that the series is about, you know, the generations, right? The wisdom across the generations. And I hope that you can see that with wisdom across the generations, you can learn and glean from that, add that to your business, get yourself ahead of your competition so that you can build business more sustainably, more financially sound, create the freedoms that you want for yourself and your family, and get involved more in your community, because that's where you're going to be leading to next. So thank you for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels. I'm Kimberly Borgens, and I say, look, stay bold, stay brilliant, and remember, the best stories are still walking in front of you. So step into those heels of the other women that have forged the way for you. Make sure that you share this podcast, subscribe, reply to this episode. I love to have those responses. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Make sure you go to KimberlyBorgens.com and join me in the Hive Hangout. That's where we're networking and learning how to be super connected and build business together. So I look forward to seeing you in my next episode of this three-part series, where we're going to talk about, you know, some more. What can the 50s and 60s generations learn from the 30s and 40s generations? All right. Look forward to having you on the next chapter, next episode of this little series that I'm doing here with Wisdom Across the Generations. Thank you for joining me. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.